Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Rob Nelson. We begin with the effort to get life back on track for so many Americans.
I'm Marnie Hughes. L.A. County, it's one of the largest in the nation to reopen tonight, a move prompted by a falling number of COVID cases and a rising number of vaccinations. It's also a sign of relief for business owners who say reopening, even at limited capacity, will give the region's economy a desperately needed shot in the arm.
But while the state is on a bit of a rebound, its governor, meantime, has started raising money to defend his seat in a potential recall election. Organizers of that recall say they've now collected more than 2 million signatures on a petition to place the election on a ballot. Nancy Liu joining us live from California tonight with the latest on all of those developments. Nancy.
And Rob, we're at Dodger Stadium, which you know is a massive vaccination site right now. But soon, baseball and a very limited number of fans will be back. Today, Governor Gavin Newsom is pushing back against that recall effort, pointing to more vaccinations and the lower COVID numbers as California opens up a little bit more. The new week has brought new activity in L.A. and Orange counties. Nearly 17 million Californians are no longer under the state's most restrictive purple tier.
I'm so excited about this. It seems like we've been captive for a year now, right? So I'm so looking forward to getting back into the restaurants, sitting at a bar, having, you know, dinner with friends and maybe even go to a movie.
For the first time this year, movie theaters have reopened, but capacity is limited to 25%. The same limit applies to indoor dining. Gyms and yoga studios are capped at just 10%. Meantime, vaccinations are ramping up some more. Today, eligibility expanded to also include people 16 to 64 with chronic diseases, but supply remains a concern, and even those who qualified before are still trying to get in.
My wife's been home and she's been trying to call and get us appointments, but it's really been hard. You know, it's frustrating, you know.
The governor's handling of the pandemic and shutdown of the economy last year are what prompted the ongoing recall effort, which organizers announced topped over 2 million petition signatures last week. According to a new Emerson College NextStar Media poll, 38% of respondents support the recall, but 42% are against. Nearly 14% are undecided, and 6% would sit out a vote at this point.
As those undecided start to pay more attention to the recall effort and why the governor is being recalled, it'll be interesting to see how those numbers move. But at the current rate, it could really go either way.
In a tweet today, Governor Newsom said, "I won't be distracted by this partisan Republican recall, but I will fight it. There's too much at stake, getting Californians vaccinated, our economy safely reopened, and our kids back in school are simply too important to risk." He included a web link to a new anti-recall effort, which released an ad this morning.
Who's behind the partisan recall of Governor Gavin Newsom? Anti-vaccine QAnon extremists.
Recall organizers are thrilled they've elicited a pushback, and they're encouraged by the poll numbers.
And we recognize that 42% and 38% one way or another are either in favor of keeping him or kicking him out. That's we've come a long ways in a short period of time. And, you know, the polls are going to fluctuate. The more he tries to go ahead and deny the fact that this is a real campaign, which now he doesn't.
Now, the same NextStar Emerson poll also found that about 60% of respondents feel that Governor Gavin Newsom should not be reelected in 2022 and that it's time for someone new. Also, the poll found that Newsom's approval rating is currently at 42%. That is far higher than that of Gray Davis, who was the former California governor to be recalled in 2003. Live at Dodger Stadium, Nancy Liu, News Nation.
Nancy, thank you. And for complete poll results and more key findings, you can head to newsnationnow.com.